I'm good about washing my face, but sometimes I wonder what's left behind.
New Purifying Facial Cleanser from Neutrogena Naturals removes 99% of dirt and toxins without dyes, parabens, or harsh sulfates.
So skin feels pure and healthy.
New from Neutrogena Naturals.
Problem.
Basically, he's got a charity that was set up allegedly for a charitable purpose, but it isn't actually engaging in any charitable activities.
No verdict yet from the federal jury that's deliberating at the retrial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He's accused of trying to sell President Obama's old Senate seat. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey folks, this is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. For example, here's today's question. The first president to be born as an American citizen learned English as a second language. What was his first? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Do well by doing good. That's a saying sometimes attributed to Ben Franklin and is often applied to how companies ought to behave. But a new study finds companies that want to do good might just want to concentrate on doing well. Advisory firm Dahlberg Global Development tells the New York Times, companies do the most good when they just grow and especially hire new people rather than splitting time and resources on profit and nonprofit endeavors. Yesterday, the government showed us what companies paid for goods and services in May in the form of the Producer Price Index, the wholesale inflation measure. Today, we find out what you've been paying. Government to release its May Consumer Price Index measuring retail inflation. A gain of 0.4% is predicted. Also, we received the latest measure of manufacturing in the New York area with the Empire State Index. Tokyo's Nikkei advanced 0.25%. Europe's markets are sliding about 0.5% each. S&P futures down 7, NASDAQ futures off 12. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we expand agents' minds like hot bags of microwave popcorn. And this is a small business quiz. True or false? Owning a small business means you'll never sleep again. Ever. False. A farmer's agent can help you sleep better with a small business policy that provides coverage for the things that keep you up at night. Unless you have recurring clown dreams.
To find a farmer's agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
It's human nature to prefer meeting in person, but the nature of work has changed. Colleagues and customers are mobile and global. That's why an easy-to-use collaboration software is a necessity. And that's precisely why people worldwide depend on GoToMeeting by Citrix to hold meetings online, streamlining communication and drastically improving productivity. Make your next meeting a GoToMeeting. Try it free for 45 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit ThinkAssured.com.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
I think this is a job.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Truffiano. It is Wednesday, a gorgeous Wednesday morning. A pleasure to be with you, as always, and I mean that sincerely. It is a pleasure to be with you. I'm honored that you allow me into your early morning life, and glad to do it. Just pleased as punch, if you will. We got the Facebook poll question of the day. We're going to get to that in just a minute. And, of course, we have the toll-free number, which we are going to get to in just a minute. And we have a lot to get to you today and some very good stuff. So let us just get started. Let me start off with the essentials and, of course, the toll-free number. And we're open lines. Whatever's on your mind in this hour, we're happy to entertain it. There's some stuff we'd like to talk about, and I'll set up that agenda in just one moment. But the toll-free number, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, always, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. And, of course, Facebook. We are First Shift. That's how you want to search us. Or you can just go to thetonyshow.org. At the very top, you'll see an icon for Facebook and Twitter. Both of those, of course, will take you to the First Shift Facebook page and Twitter, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter. Now, the poll question of the day on Facebook is simple. Do you believe the Republicans and Democrats are fighting to win over the middle class? And who do you think is winning? That's the question. It's out there. You can, of course, vote via email. You can call the show and vote. And, of course, Facebook is where you can actually divvy up your opinion. So there's the question. Do you believe that Republicans and Democrats are fighting to win over the middle class, and who do you think is winning? It is a simple question. Go ahead and answer it. First of all, you know, we do talk Tigers, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But, you know, a moment of silence for Mr. Radford, who's had a kind of a rough week, Jeff. I mean, you've got the whole thing with your sciatic nerve, which I know is getting better, but still you had to suffer through the pre-emergency room visit, which has been painful enough. And then you had that, you know, not less than pleasant experience at the emergency room. And, you know, you're dealing with it fine. But then your car breaks down yesterday.
Now, no, moment of silence. It's like I'm dead or something. But,
no, for the vehicle.
Yeah, that's true.
Out of respect for you, Jeff, I'm being respectful. Come on.
It's been a long, long week.
Well, I'm sorry that all that's gone down. But, you know, I got to tell you, we have, of the many things we have to be grateful for, one of them is Todd found us somebody bring us breakfast.
And did you look over the menu?
Dude, we're in trouble. We're in trouble because, all right, here's the deal. It's Guest Omelets on 14 Mile Road in Commerce Township, which is how far of a drive from here? Any idea? Somebody?
Todd? You're not long. I have no idea.
Todd, are you awake yet?
I'm awake. I'd say it's about maybe 5 minutes.
Really? That's it?
It's pretty close.
All right. So Friday, I know that, you know, and I think we will this Friday. I know they're coming next week, but I think Friday we need to go here for our staff meeting to sample some of the culinary delights.
Of course. Yeah, we need to check it out.
Oh, my God. This menu is amazing. Here. I don't know how much of this stuff you read. Like the hot off the griddle stuff is just disgustingly wonderful. I mean, wonderful stuffed French croissants. How could that be bad?
There's stuff on there that I've never heard of that I was like, this is going to be delicious.
Well, now, and of course, let me first say my son Dominic is with us today. Dominic's going to be sitting in for Todd a couple days. Todd's going to take some well deserved time off, and so you know, thank you, Todd, for serving us to this point, and we hope you have a nice little trip. You're not gone yet. We're not kicking you out the door, but
Thanks for your hard work on this this task, which, you know, I was half joking about, but I'm glad you took me seriously. Here, Greek omelet, Oriental omelet, Italian omelet, Spanish omelet, vegetarian omelet, farmer's omelet.
Make your own omelet.
Make your own. The Polish omelet sounds amazing. They've got one here, a Tuscan omelet, sun-dried tomato, goat cheese, avocado, lettuce topped with hollandaise sauce. How could that be bad? Oh, my God. And the prices on this stuff are outrageously cheap.
You're excited about this place, aren't
excited?
You?
I can't wait for Friday. I cannot wait. And then they're going to be nice enough to bring us breakfast next week? Sweet God, we're in heaven. All right, I'm getting off track. You know, this is what happens when the middle class is deprived. We find something good. We find gold in them there hills, and we go crazy. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. Hey, Jeff, I got to tell you, as I was watching the Tigers game with my son Anthony last night and really digging, you know, the potential no-no, which I'm fine that JV didn't get the no-hitter. I'm happy with the result. We won. We're legitimately in first place now, the Detroit Tigers I'm talking about. But what an amazing performance by Justin Verlander. I mean, this guy is on fire. And what's amazing me about it, it's because he's been able to figure out how to finesse the baseball.
He is, and the crazy part is yet it's not being talked about like he should be the all-star starter, which is kind of, you know, I don't know if there's a Detroit bias there or if it's because his past reputation, but he is on a whole nother level this year.
I know that we have never seen him pitch as well as he's pitching this year. And the confidence, I mean, that's the thing that I love about him. It's the confidence. And last night's umpire, who's McClellan, Tim McClellan, who was the plate umpire last night, I don't know if you read his quote after the game. He said this is one of the best performances he has ever officiated, ever.
Yeah, Avila, you know, said the same thing about Verlander's performance, which almost makes me really, disappointed that he didn't get the no-hitter. Because, I mean, the two hits were just crap hits. I mean, those are luck hits. That's the difference between a no-hitter and what you saw last night. It's just luck, bloop.
Well, you know, and Drew Sharp said in his column this morning, you know, only Justin Verlander could pitch a no-hitter and for there to actually be a little disappointment. And that was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but, there, you know, you just said it. There was a little bit of truth to that as well. Just incredibly impressed. And, you know, I'm getting more and more impressed with Andy Dierks, and so it begs the question, you know, who are they going to – they're going to have to bring someone down. We know Brandon Ninja's about to come back. So who are they going to send down? I just can't figure this out.
Yeah, I think it's Dierks. And it has a lot to do with politics, who has options, younger guy. Until last night, had been struggling a little bit. Maybe needs a little bit more seasoning. That's who I think it's going to be.
Well, unfortunately, I think you're right, but he's a good kid. I mean, he's a good, solid ball player, and this is one of those where I wouldn't mind if they, you know, kept him up here, let him struggle a little bit at the plate, because you could see, and last night was an example of that, you know, and as he had a little more confidence going through the game, and, you know, baseball is a game of confidence. There's no question that's true. But again, you're right. There is some politics involved. And unfortunately, in baseball especially, because the system is so deep, you know, there's all so many different levels of professional baseball. You know, a lot of times dollars factor in, and they have to. I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, whether you and I like it or not. It is a business at the end of the day. So enjoyed the game, and I'm sure you did. I know Todd did. We were talking briefly before the game. It was fun. In fact, my buddy Don that was with us in studio last Friday sent me an email early this morning. Surprised he was either up that early or not to bed yet, but said that, he caught a little Tiger fever when he was in Detroit last week.
He didn't have it before?
He lives in Pennsylvania.
He's a little bit out of the way, but, the internet and all, you can follow along. Isn't he from around here?
Yeah, absolutely. He's from the Westland area originally, but he's lived out of Michigan now for the better part of 25 years.
I wonder if he's back in Pennsylvania, though. He didn't get to catch a game last night?
No, he didn't.
He would have caught Tiger fever then, huh?
Well, he's got it now. I mean, he certainly has it now because he sent me a note about it this morning, so it was really great. It was just great. All right, we got a lot to do today, so let me quickly go through the lineup. When we come back, we're going to talk about this fight for the middle class. And I'll set that up in just a moment. But, you know, a little bit later on this morning at 7 o'clock, Chris Savage from Eclectablog, not Elect, Eclectablog, will be with us to talk about Pontiac's emergency financial manager. Some really suspicious behavior there. Not only did he get rid of the police dispatchers union, he's hired somebody to run their water system that I'm not so sure you and I would be on board with. So that's coming up. Shanta Dreivel will be joining us from BAM, which is By Any Means Necessary. We're going to talk about the rally tomorrow at the Catherine Ferguson Academy. It is that wonderful school for women in Detroit, young women in Detroit, mostly pregnant women, women at risk, that has an amazing track record. Robert Bob and then by extension, the new guy, Bob Roberts. They're going to close it down unless somebody's going to come and buy it, and they're not. It could be turned into a charter, but that's not going to happen. So will the rally have any effect? Well, we're going to find out in the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, the mayor himself, Virg Bonero, will be with us, the mayor of Lansing, and talk a little Wall Street reform, talk a little Republican politics as well, because that's always fun, and, of course, your calls. Now, before we get to the break here, which we're getting right now, the middle class, Democrats want them. Republicans want them. They both need them. They both need the middle class. Who's winning that war? Or is anybody winning that war is perhaps the bigger question. We'll tell you on the other side of this how we came to this today. Of course, it is our Facebook first shift poll question of the day. Go to Facebook and vote. We'll take the break here. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update continues to be a very nice ride out there. We're not seeing delays yet for anybody coming down Telegraph through our construction zone. Between 12 Mile and Maple on the northbound side, southbound coming in 14 Mile Road down to about 12. Orange Barrels both directions. And before too long, we'll see heavy and slow traffic in the area. But right now, it looks like we're actually doing pretty well.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today, a high near 76. Tonight, look for showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms, a high of 76. Right now, Metro Airport, partly cloudy and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Don't settle for a second-string used car. Listen to the Carfax and get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. You'll see accidents and service reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the vehicle's history. Just say, show me the Carfax, or visit Carfax.com.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single point. Portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/flex.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And we are back to work. Thanks for being with us this morning, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let me play some audio for you. Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave a speech to the nation. I'll let it speak for itself. We'll come back and talk about it. Go ahead, Jeff, run that.
In our day, certain economic proofs have become accepted as self-evident. A second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerative job, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation, the right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return which will give him and his family a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom, freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home, the right to adequate medical care, and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. The right to a good education. All of these rights spell security. And after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights to new goals of human happiness and well-being. For unless there is security here at home, there cannot be lasting peace in the world.
The second Bill of Rights, FDR, it speaks for itself. It is beautifully position, and I think it's a great opening to the dialogue that we need to have in this hour about the middle class. Now, this conversation actually begins with Jeff Radford, who, you know, Jeff, I got to tell you, I've kind of seen you, and if I'm off base, you'll tell me, but I've kind of seen you grow over the last few weeks as the issues that we've talked about, and as you came on full time as the producer of the show, and sincerely, I appreciate the ownership that you're taking, not only in your job but in the program. I truly do. You know, and interestingly, I've seen this curiosity about you grow exponentially over the last couple of weeks, and you really do see the battle for the middle class, don't you? I mean, you clearly see it now.
And I watch more shows. Credit to the show, because it brings up things we email back and forth, and yesterday when you said on the air about the charitable donations not being able to be tax deductible credits,
right?
Exactly. That was something that it's just like that stuff blows me away, and I started doing more and more research. So yesterday, of course, watching CNN, they actually looked at it from the side of the Republicans, and they're saying, Well, look, obviously Democrats don't care about the middle class. They care about the poor, the less thans, the have-nots, and trying to bring them up, which, you know, I also care about myself. And the Democrats, meanwhile, according to the CNN deal, said that the Republicans only care about big corporations and money, making sure they get the tax breaks and worrying and hoping that trickle down, you know, helps the rest of us out. And yet you got two extremes. Who's worrying about who's in the middle? And that's what that's where I kind of thought that's a good question. Who is worrying about who's in the middle?
Well, you know, let me make an argument for both sides, and I'm just going to throw it out there for the sake of discussion, Jeff. But, you know, we could easily say that the middle class has become the have-nots, and we can clearly demonstrate that. In fact, I have data that's going to back that up. You know, the Center for Budget and Policy, which is a nonpartisan organization, Jeff, broke down, you know, where our debt comes from and, you know, who's going to be responsible for paying it back. And it, of course, unfortunately, is the middle class. Because the middle class, as we'll find out in some audio we're going to play in a little bit from former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who is just a brilliant, brilliant economist. But before we get to that, you know, the middle class ends up paying the lion's share of taxes of this country. And we can clearly delineate and prove that is factually correct. And so back to your point, though, you know, the Democrats, of course, and because most of the blue-collar people are middle class, although some of them are now what's considered the working poor, because they can't really get by on what they make. Even going back to that story you sent me the other day, you know, if you needed $2,000 in a pinch, would you be able to raise it in a 30-day period? 30-day period, Jeff, half the people in the survey could not do that. That's very telling. How many people in this audience are living literally paycheck to paycheck? I don't need to know, but I know it's a lot. And so the Democrats, of course, feel like they represent that group. And that group continues to get larger as draconian Republican policies continue to chip away at the very foundation of this country, the middle class. What built it? You know, what drives it? The infrastructure. The Republicans, on the other hand, as we found out certainly during the 8 years of George W. Bush, felt like they were great, and they are great, at message. We talked about message on Monday at great length, and Jeff, of course, you know, we got an amazing response from this audience when we just focused on how bad Democrats are in message. The Republicans, and you'll hear this, especially as we work closer to the 2012 election, especially on the national level for the presidency, that why do people continue to vote against their own interest? I don't know if you've heard that philosophy before, Jeff. Have you?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so here's the deal. You know, why is it that the middle class ever would vote Republican? Why would they do that? I mean, based on what we present on this show, and assuming, and maybe I shouldn't assume that, you know, everybody gets it the way we get it, and I realize we spin it the way we need to spin it, but at the end of the day, why would, and I'm not, I know you don't know the answer to this, because nobody seems to know the answer to this, Jeff, but why do the middle class vote Republican? Is it the morality issue? Well, there's some truth to that. You know, abortion is still a huge divisive issue in this country. Gay marriage, another one of those huge divisive issues in this country. You know, their Republicans say that you can't be Christian and a Democrat. Are you aware of that? They say that, Jeff. They actually say you cannot be Christian and be a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it gets spun a lot, especially in election season. So we'll be hearing that more and more as it goes on.
So the bottom line is we have these two factions at work. And we, and unfortunately, we don't have a third party or fourth party in this country. And although I wish I had the luxury, and maybe after the 2012 elections, we can talk about the Canadian form of government that has like 20 different political parties. You know, and there's certainly great advocacy in this country for forming a third party, although it never does seem to garner enough traction. We know it's not going to be the Tea Party because they're already dying. And they had some momentum going, so that should tell you something. So, ladies and gentlemen, are you middle class, upper middle class, the working poor? It matters not. Who do you think is winning the war? 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Let's take a quick break here. You need to call us. We need to do some commercials. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back on Michigan's only progressive talk show right after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes still a very nice ride out there. Anybody heading out on the Southfield Freeway from 94 up to Michigan Avenue, we have all lanes open, and that's moving along great. But then we go down to one lane between Michigan and 96 Grand River area. Then it's closed completely up to M10. And so because of that, we do see heavier traffic using the service drive, although Greenfield and Evergreen and Telegraph are also detours around it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today, a high near 76. Tonight, look for showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms, a high of 76. Right now, Metro Airport, partly cloudy and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
We're going to take the fight to them by recalling them.
Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld. A defiant clarion call to political recall action marked day 122 of Wisconsin's worker uprising to defend collective bargaining rights. But it also brought a state Supreme Court ruling that overruled a lower court, upholding the Republican assault on public worker collective bargaining rights. The court's four conservative justices handed Republican Governor Scott Walker victory, telling the legislature that they could violate the state's open meetings law and still rip union rights away, and a lower court had no right to stop them under the separation of powers doctrine. Democrats say the translation is that the GOP Wisconsin legislature is above the law. Thousands of pro-union protesters at the Capitol and in the tents of Walkerville nonetheless vowed they would not be moved. Wisconsin labor leaders urged them to fight back politically with recall elections this summer against the GOP state senators that voted to gut public worker collective bargaining. AFSCME's Marty Beal called for them to turn the workers' uprising energy into successful recall elections against Republicans.
I want you to keep it going.
Yeah.
I want you to turn your amazing energy and your rock-solid commitment on this summer's recalls. It's more important than ever.
The unions say Walker may have won this battle, but will lose the coming war. WEAC President Mary Bell.
Out to those recall districts. Make sure that the people who have stood up for working families have working families standing with them. Recall!
Recall! Wisconsin State Firefighters Association President Malin Mitchell thundered the determination of Wisconsin workers to keep the fires of resistance burning brightly.
This fire's not over.
No way.
This fire's not done. We don't sell them all. We tell them.
Hell no!
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what
Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Join us now. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. The question at hand, and it is our First Shift Facebook question of the day. Do you believe that the Democrats and Republicans are fighting to win over the middle class? And who do you think is winning? It's that simple. And, you know, from where I'm sitting, I think they're both fighting for us, and I think they're both losing, to be honest with you. Now, let me just give you my small take on it, and I would, again, love to hear from some of you. I think that the Democrats are bad at messages, we discussed the other day. But it's not that they, and I'm talking about the machine, the Democratic machine. They are not capitalizing, in my opinion, on a groundswell of support they could easily be getting right now. Easily be getting right now if they would think more progressively, more liberally. The Democratic Party has never been liberal enough for me, and I wear that on my sleeve and always have. Which was part of the reason, by the way, that I had a difficult time with, quote-unquote, the establishment when I ran for Congress. Because I was far more liberal than most Democrats are. I'm much more pragmatic today than I've ever been, so maybe I'm not as liberal as I am more open-minded to theory, to thought, to solution. All right? But when I look at the facts of what's happening, and I understand who created the policies that put us in the situation we're in, it's next to impossible not to have deep animus for those in the political sphere on the conservative side of our political spectrum, the Republican Party. It's difficult not to have anger towards them. Now, I'm going to play for you some audio from Robert Reich, who is the former Labor Secretary under President Bill Clinton. He is a brilliant economist. I've interviewed him many times before, and perhaps we'll get him on the show again here very soon. And you need to just understand, because, again, it's about those three words which we mentioned often on this show. Follow the money. Well, you know what? Maybe it's time to connect some dots. Go ahead, Jeff.
What's the problem with the economy? Let me connect the dots and show you the big picture in less than 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Dot one. Since 1980, the American economy has doubled in size. But adjusting for inflation, most people's wages have barely increased. Second dot. Where did all that money go? Almost all the gains have gone to the super rich. The top 1% used to take home about 10% of total income. Now it takes home more than 20%. And the super rich have 40% of the nation's entire wealth. The third dot. All this money at the top has given the super rich lots of political power, especially power to lower their tax rates. Before 1980, the top tax rate was over 70%. Now it's down to 35%. And much of their income is capital gains, subject to only a 15% tax. According to the IRS, the richest 400 Americans pay only 17%. Fourth dot. This means huge budget deficits. Tax revenues are down to less than 15% of the total economy, the lowest in 60 years. So public services are being cut at all levels of government. Our kids are being crowded into classrooms with more and more other children. Roads, bridges, levees, health care, safety nets, they're all being sacrificed. The fifth dot. Instead of joining together for better wages and jobs, many people are so scared that they're competing with other working people for the scraps that are left behind. So we get union versus non-union, public employee versus private, native-born versus immigrants. Final dot. The vast middle class, unable to borrow as it could before, no longer has the purchasing power needed to get the economy growing again, which means continued high unemployment and an anemic recovery. So you see the big picture? The only way we can have a strong economy is with a strong middle class.
Well, there it is. So we put it out there. Now, Jeff, you're suggesting to me in a note that you sent me a little earlier that, you know, the middle class votes Republicans in hopes that one day they will be wealthy and therefore they will benefit from all of the policy that has been created to protect wealth.
I've heard that before.
There may be some truth to that. I don't think it's one thing, and I don't think it's a simple thing. But listen to what Robert Reich just said, and it all makes sense. And again, this is all based on fact. This isn't based on theory. This is based on fact. And so we see that we have dismantled society ever since Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan truly is the centerpiece of the destruction of this great country of ours. And even as we look at the data that I have in front of me from the Center for budget and policy priorities, the vast majority of debt in this country right now is not as a result of stimulus funds. And it's not even a result of a bad economy. It's as the result of two wars that we continue to fight, that continue to bleed the American taxpayers of precious tax dollars. The problem, again, comes down to taxation. And because the wealthy and corporations are being taxed at a lesser and lesser rate on an annual basis, if we were to just, Jeff, eliminate the George Bush era tax cuts, we would almost be out of debt. And when we first started the show 6 weeks ago, I was railing against President Obama. In fact, you know, in one of my blogs, I've got a handful of blogs, in one of my blogs right after the first of the year, I was outraged with this president for allowing the Republicans to hold unemployment monies hostage to the tax cuts that were set to expire on January 1st. Now, I know some of you will probably not remember that. Others of you will. Obama blinked. And when he blinked, the nation lost. Now, he's still our best hope. Obama is still our best hope for a full recovery from what we've been subjected to for almost 10 years now. And it is a damn shame that the middle class is caught in the middle of this. And each and every one of you has to deal with that. Unfortunately, it's true. My concern, and this has always been my concern, and I know I've said this on the program before, and I'll say it again. Just because things might be getting better for you doesn't mean things are better. You know, we still have to fight for our neighbors and our friends and our communities and our state. So whether you decide to get involved in the recall effort of the governor, or you fight at the local level to try to keep a school open, as we'll talk about later on with the Katherine Ferguson Academy, whatever that issue is, it's time that we start expecting, or maybe not expecting, help. We need to start taking and shaping what we want our future to look like. Now, I'm going to go back to something that, you know, I've referenced. Richard Trumka, who is the national president of the AFL-CIO, has been hell-bent on getting Democrats off dead center. And the AFL has sent a message to both the Democrats, political Democrats, and to this president, that in order for them to write checks in the 2012 election cycle, they better make sure they're prepared to do what they're getting paid to do. And that's the contribution we're talking about. Democrats are not perfect. I am a Democrat, and I'm a proud Democrat, but they are far from perfect. Republicans are devious. They are just devious people. Unfortunately, some of you fit into that category. Most Republicans don't. Most people that identify themselves as being Republican are pretty solid people. Many of them are my friends. But they're blindly led by a ill-conceived philosophy that says the more you keep, the better we all are. And we now know that to be definitively untrue. So at what level and what is it going to take for you to truly get that? I don't know that we can get much lower than we did during what's being called the Great Recession. I just don't know what more it's going to take. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. I welcome John in Clinton Township to the program. John, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
tony@thetonyshow.org.
You need to turn your radio off, John.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning,
John.
Hear me? I can hear you now, John.
Yeah, my radio's off. I believe it's my cell phone's coming in and out of one of those zones, you know?
Yeah, no problem, buddy. Yeah, what's on your mind, John?
You can hear me?
You know, put them on hold, guys, and let's...
My cell phone's coming in and out. If it picks up, I'll just call back.
Okay, John, go ahead. What's your comment? All right, guys, put him on hold. Let's see if we can get a better connection with John. I'm not going to play this game for 5 minutes. Would love to hear from you, John, so let's see if we can get that worked out. 888-552-3595.
I'm concerned. And, you know, and I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and a rather extended conversation with somebody yesterday in the afternoon about, you know, this program and how we, you know, our responsibility to the message. You have to have a goal. What's the goal? Is the goal to just give you information every day? Does there have to be an end game for me? You know, what's my responsibility? I'm talking my personal responsibility in that. What is that for you? Are you looking to the show just for information? Are you looking to the show for solutions? You know, I kind of need to know this. You know, I've never in my life felt more empowered to change, to make a difference than I do now. But I don't know that I know what you want. But do you know what you want? Maybe that's the question. Maybe you don't know what you want. So let's have that dialogue. Because without that dialogue, we get lost. We cannot throw this next election away. And I don't mean it's just about electing the right president. Let's take the break. We'll come back. We've got calls coming in. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Don't settle for a second-string used car. Listen to the Carfax and get a free Carfax vehicle history report from your dealer. You'll see accidents and service reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the vehicle's history. Just say, show me the Carfax, or visit Carfax.com.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredients to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, let's go right to the phones. We think we've got John connected, so let's give it a shot. John, welcome back to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Hey, what's on my mind is, like you were saying, I think a lot of these Democrats need to get more involved. They can't just talk it. We got to all walk it. at work, at parties with our friends. You know, a lot of people I know, I think they're a little shy to stand up for what they believe in and let people know how they feel.
Well, you know, but, John, is it fair
about our economy? Go ahead.
I was going to say very quickly, you know, what you said is just simply the perfect thing. All they need to do is just show up a little bit. That's all they got to do.
Yes. Speak up for what they believe in. I mean, at work, I have, you know, I'm at a union job, and some of the gentlemen I talk to, they'll even readily admit that they're Republican, yet they're reaping the benefits of what the Democrats made for them. And I let them know my message, and it makes some of them think. But, you know, I think a lot of the Republicans, too, they just try to throw trouble into the mix. They're, a lot of them are war mongrels, and they live off of that, and they try to make people think, hey, if it wasn't for them, we'd all be in big trouble. We'd be taken over the whole nine yards.
Well, yeah, they love to co-opt the military, John. They love to tell us that, the Democrats or the Republicans would care more about security than the Democrats, which is just bull crap.
Yeah, it's a falsehood. And the same token, they want to take away our health care for people, and then more people are going to get sick, be toothless, and not have a way to go to the doctor. And in a way, that's kind of killing people. So you can kind of send that message to the Republicans that in the long run, they're actually hurting people more than they're helping.
Well, you know, John, again, you're right. I appreciate the call. He's right. It's simply we need to start speaking up. It's that simple. It is that simple.
And the biggest part about his call, which I've identified with, is you do see people who are like, oh, I'm a Republican, I'll vote Republican, and yet they sit back and reap the rewards of what's going on when a Democrat puts some policies in place.
Yeah, that's because the Democrats are the only ones that propose policy worth adopting. You know, they stay on top of this stuff, you know. We have had, you know, the governor yesterday was talking about, Governor Snyder yesterday was talking about, you know, he says we're moving at dog's years pace, which means very quickly. We're not accomplishing anything, Governor Snyder. All you've done is really destroy the middle class in the state of Michigan in the handful of months you've been governor. All right, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org. My buddy Bruce Felk from the Rochester Citizen rings up once again. Bruce, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. You asked about what you could do more of. I'd like to see a little bit more variety. I'd like you to try. I know you're trying hard to get Governor Snyder on. I don't think you're going to get him, but if you do, I'll be one happy dude, too. And I'd like you to have more, you know, try to get more conservatives on and do a little bit more, debate with them, I guess. You've got the facts in your hands.
I understand that. They don't come on, Bruce.
I know. They're hard. They don't want to debate people.
They don't want to come on the show. They're afraid of the truth. You know, Bruce, I'll do this till kingdom come. They're not going to come on the show.
And what I'd like for, I know it's hard. I have a hard time talking to Republicans and getting them to talk to me, too. Because they are. They're afraid of hearing the truth. They're afraid of going up against someone that has the facts on their side. They don't like dealing with that. But I'm headed to Wisconsin again tomorrow, and I think it'd be great if a lot more people from Michigan, you know, your prior caller John talked about, you know, showing up, and that's what 80%, 90% is just showing up. I mean, Michigan's doing great. We had 10,000 people in Lansing, but you know what? They have 150,000 in Madison, Wisconsin. They're fighting for the middle class in Madison, Wisconsin, for the entire country, in my opinion.
Well, you know, Bruce, and again, I I appreciate your call, and you're right. You know, the bottom line for me, anyway, the bottom line is, it's been taken away from you. You know, we often say, you know, when it affects you, that's when you start to do something. It's affected you, and I still don't see people doing something. Now, I was at the mighty 14th Democratic Club meeting on Saturday and was so empowered by the group that was there. My union brother, Rick Blocker from the UFCW, who's chairman of the 14th, knows what he's doing. The 14th Democratic Congressional District gets it. The Wyandotte Democratic Club gets it. You know, there are certain pockets in southeast Michigan that get it. And this show is growing statewide. We are growing. Our online audience is growing quite rapidly. I mentioned the other day, Alpena, now Interlochen, I'm noticing a great deal from Interlochen. Mesick, I'm noticing a lot of people from Mesick listening to the show. Certainly in Lansing, we have a sizable audience. Our Mount Pleasant audience is growing. Our Elma audience is growing. You know, this is important stuff. And you need to take more ownership in this. You know, and Jeff, there's my frustration. My frustration is, you know, and I don't mind doing the heavy lifting. I really don't mind showing up and working. I don't mind doing this stuff. But we need a concerted effort by, and we need to mobilize lots of people to do this. Because without that, without spreading that word, without showing up, without standing up, without fighting against the system, we will continue to just really, you know, chase our tails like stupid animals for another election cycle or two or three, and then what? And then what? You know, with every wasted election, folks, with every wasted election, because we wasted the 2010 election, I voted Democrat. I'm fine with what I did. And I know that Governor Snyder fooled a lot of people. And if he fooled you, you should be signing a petition right now to recall this man. And then you got to make sure once all those signatures are in and it gets on the ballot that you work to defeat Governor Rick Snyder. What I fear more than anything else is that the mindset that we just have to wait one more election cycle, even the Democratic, again, the Democratic Party, the machine, they're so focused on 2012. What about this afternoon? What about today? What about tomorrow? What are you doing? What am I doing? When are we going to wake up? And okay, maybe this is a tough conversation to have at almost 7 o'clock in the morning. When do we have it? When do we have it? I'm not on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm on right now. I'm a member of the middle class. I want to defend the middle class. I want to protect everybody. I would never begrudge anybody a fortune. God bless you if you can make it. Damn it, go out and make your fortune. Just don't forget us. And if you don't have enough, then you need help. And it's our responsibility to help you. That's the way I was raised. That's the way I want you to raise your families. And the fight continues. And the fight continues. And it continues and it continues and it continues. I'm Tony Trupiano. When we come back, the Katherine Ferguson Academy, another thing worth fighting for. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather news from CNN. We'll take the break. You punched in. Stay with us. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update is still all good news. We're doing all right as you're coming down M10 from Northwestern, where it's with 696 down to Southfield Road, where it becomes M10 the Lodge, heading in toward the Wyoming curve, the Davison, a little bit heavier through there as you try to head in toward downtown 94 and all the way into the downtown area, but not hearing of any kind of big delays or slowdowns so far.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today, a high near 76. Tonight, look for showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, a high of 76. Right now, Metro Airport, partly cloudy and 56 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour. A report out of Pakistan today is sure to ruffle some feathers in the U.S. CNN's Reza Sayah reports from Islamabad. Pakistan's intelligence agency arrested a few informants who helped the CIA before the Osama bin Laden raid.
This is a report. This is a development that's certainly going to raise a lot of
questions. It's an intriguing report, one that further muddies the question, is Pakistan helping Washington in the fight against militants, or are they playing a double game?
A single campfire may have started what is now the biggest wildfire in Arizona's history. Authorities are talking to two people about it. The Wallow Fire is now 20% contained, and about 200 people who were forced to leave their homes will return this morning. President Obama is deciding how to respond to a demand from House Speaker John Boehner, who wants legal justification for the military action in Libya. CNN's Lisa Desjardins tells us how the White House has handled this so far.
The issue is whether the president must get congressional approval for the mission in Libya. So far, he hasn't. Congressmen from both parties argue that is unconstitutional. So far, the White House has said only that it would like congressional approval.
A bill proposed by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo would make same-sex marriage legal. Republican New York Senator Roy McDonald says with millions of people crammed into New York, there's no room for intolerance.
Of your lifestyle, my selection, our ethnic groups, our religious groups. We're going to have to make room for everybody.
The bill would give same-sex couples many of the same rights as married couples. Japan's Tokyo Electric Power Company got some much-needed good news today. Its stock soared after the government approved a rescue plan. The company's been in rough shape because of the nuclear disaster that followed the earthquake and tsunami. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
We've been telling you, as if you hadn't already noticed, that airlines have been hiking fares and fees aggressively, in part to keep pace with fuel costs. But there are hard numbers now backing up something else you no doubt have noticed. Once you reach your destination, hotel prices are moving up also. Smith Travel Research finds that after bottoming out in late 2009, hotel rates continue their steady climb, up 2.8% in April, to just over $100 a night across the industry. This morning we get the latest on oil inventories from the Energy Department. Before that, and before Wall Street's opening bell, we get the measure of inflation at the retail level for May. The Consumer Price Index is predicted to increase 0.4%. Also, we receive the latest measure of manufacturing in the New York area with the Empire State Index. Japan's Nikkei advanced 0.25%. Europe's markets sliding about 0.5% each. S&P futures down 5. NASDAQ futures losing 9. Dow futures off about 60. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we expand agents' minds like hot bags of microwave popcorn. And this is a small business quiz. True or false? Owning a small business means you'll never sleep again. Ever. False. A farmer's agent can help you sleep better with a small business policy that provides coverage for the things that keep you up at night. Unless you have recurring clown dreams.
To find a farmer's agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, folks. This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. For example, Here's today's question. The first president to be born as an American citizen learned English as a second language. What was his first? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work. On First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, Tony Trupiano, with you just after 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And we've got a lot to get to yet today. Just very quickly, a correction, but it's a mild one. But I got to correct it anyway. We have Chris Savage now. We have the Katherine Ferguson Academy at the bottom of the hour. I said it wrong before the break. So those of you that were expecting that, you're going to get it. Just wait a little longer. That's all. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. Do you believe the Republicans and Democrats are fighting to win over the middle class? And who do you think is winning by a fairly significant margin at this point? Yes, the Democrats are winning. The other options that are out there, I'll give a slight nod to the Democrats. Neither have an edge or get what we want in the last one. And, of course, feel free to responsibly add your own response. The last one is, yes, the Republicans are winning. That doesn't even have a single vote. So keep that in mind as well. And my next guest certainly will have something to say about that and many other issues. So let me get to him now. I want to remind you, if you want to join us during the show at any time, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. And again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.com. Joining me right now is Chris Savage. Chris lives in Dexter. He is an amazing guy. He's a blogger, amongst many other things. He's a chemist by day, a citizen patriot by night, and he joins us this morning to talk about a lot of things. We're going to focus a little bit on the EFM, the emergency financial manager in Pontiac. But before we get to that, let me first welcome Chris Savage to the show. Chris, Eclectablog is where you're from. We're going to ask you just first of all, say hello to everybody, then we're going to get into it.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks a lot, and hello to all my Eclectablog readers. I appreciate them.
All right, let's talk about the name of that blog. I've been meaning to ask you forever now. It's not Electablog, it's Eclectablog. So
That's right.
Give it to me, big fella. Give it to me.
You know, 5 years ago, it seemed like such a great idea until I found out there was an Electablog. Actually, when I started out, I wasn't quite as politically oriented. It was an eclectic mishmash of a lot of different things that I found interesting, but over time, it's progressed into being more of a political blog, and certainly these days it's very Michigan-focused. So I'm trying to cover, you know, as much of the news of the day, the progressive news, particularly in Michigan. And it seems to be filling a niche that's not filled by anybody else, I guess.
Yeah, so let me ask you a little bit about that, because, you know, you said when you began this blog, it really wasn't politically centric. It certainly seems to be very much so. These days, how did that transition happen?
It sort of mirrored my own involvement in politics. So, you know, as I became more politically aware and stuff, I just I felt like there was a lot of stuff that just wasn't getting out into the media sphere, if you will. And so, you know, the transition of the blog has sort of mirrored my transition as an activist, I guess.
And of course, you also blog on A2Politico.com, so for those that are familiar with it, and of course, one will get you to the other, because they will cross-link. And, you know, and Chris, I got to tell you, you came to my attention from Pam Emery of the Wyandotte Dems, who is a dear friend of mine, and somebody that has a great deal of respect for you, and she was anxious for us to kind of connect, and we did early on in the show, and things kind of have been a little bit unpredictably insane for me. I didn't think things would be as crazy as they are. But here we are. And, you know, in the last 5 or 6 weeks, though, you've actually stirred the pot, if you will, because you're not afraid to speak the truth. I know you're having some issues with the Michigan Democratic Party. You don't appreciate the way they're handling the recall effort, and you have not backed off on that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I guess at this point it's going to be the activism that needs to take place in terms of the FM laws and the recalls and stuff is really having to happen at the grassroots level, because the party itself just doesn't seem to be either willing or interested in participating in that. So, you know, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'd like to see the Dems take a more active role like they have in Wisconsin, but there's a lot to be said for grassroots activism too, and I think there's a lot of people getting engaged right now that weren't engaged.
Well, you and I had this conversation yesterday afternoon when we spoke about coming on the show today. You know, and you're right. It really, and at the end of the day, even if the Michigan Democratic Party were involved, at the end of the day, it's about what the people are doing now anyway. It's going to be about what they're going to do anyway. And so, it's just my feeling, and I said this on the first day that this issue came up, and I'll say it again. When we gather enough signatures and this gets on the ballot, it will be a uniquely beautiful victory for the grassroots.
I think what will happen in Michigan is that we will lead the state party much in the way the Wisconsin activists led the Wisconsin Democratic Party of Wisconsin. So, I don't want to spend a lot of time bashing Democrats. I think at the end of the day, we all have the same final goals in mind, and I think that we'll all pull the rope in the same direction in the final analysis. But my goal is to fire up people and get them activated to, you know, get out there with the petitions to repeal the CFM law and to recall some of these Republicans that have just, you know, really gone over the top and overreached.
Well, as we've been talking about in the last hour, this fight for the middle class, you know, the Republicans, well, at least they pretend they're fighting for them. They, of course, don't do anything legislatively that would make middle class people feel comfortable. But we'll put that aside for now. The Democrats are missing a huge opportunity, both statewide and nationally, by not really ramping up the dialogue on this anti-Republican sentiment that's building with each passing day. So politically, neither side gets it as far as I'm concerned.
I really feel like this is an opportunity, and I think that they could tap into some of that and maybe even increase the amount of folks that are involved in the democratic process and in the party itself by tapping into that. And, you know, there's time for that yet, so I do hope that'll happen eventually.
All right, so let's turn to Eclectablog, recent post titled Michigan EFM Outsources Water Treatment to Company Indicted by Department of Justice for Felony Violations of the Clean Water Act. All right, let's go to Pontiac for a minute. You know, Pontiac holds a special place in my heart, Chris. I own two restaurants there. Way back when, I lived there for many years. It's a city that I have a lot of affection for. The auto industry, of course, was critical to their base, not as much as it used to be. In fact, I was there in the mid-80s when the Fiero plant closed and when the foundry closed. And, you know, it's gone through very, very difficult times. And there's no question financially they're strained. But this emergency financial manager they have, sweet Jesus, Chris, where the hell did this guy come from?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I'm criticized for in my writing is not mentioning the fact that most of these EFMs were put in place under Jennifer Granholm, and that is true. But when the Republicans passed the legislation that Snyder signed into law as Public Act 4, 2011, which is the so-called Emergency Financial Manager law, he gave these folks sweeping powers to do things that they were never capable of doing before, such as sweeping aside locally elected officials like they've done in Benton Harbor, and also the ability to break contracts, including union contracts. And that hadn't happened until Michael Stampler up in Pontiac did that about a week and a half ago. And that was the fairly big news that came out of that. But what sort of got overlooked was a couple other things that he did within a few days of that, one of which was to disband the Planning Commission and then reconfigure it with a fewer number of people that he hand-selected. And a similar thing has been happening in Benton Harbor, where the Planning Commission and also the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority were basically restaffed by Joseph Harris, the EFM there, with his hand-selected folks. So when they start going after planning commissions and brownfield redevelopment groups, that worries me, because that's given the keys to the kingdom in terms of development to private groups often. And, you know, this is where, you know, the people that are waiting on the wings for these, you know, these pieces of property, for example, to come on the market or to be handed over to them at discount prices so that they can exploit them. And, you know, Penn Harbor and Pontiac are both situations where, you know, they're ripe for exploitation because they're on their knees right now, and all they take is a little kick in the teeth to knock them down. So I got really worried about that. But the other piece that he did was to outsource the water treatment of Pontiac to a private group. Now, that's something that Stamfler's done before. He did that when he was the city manager at Portage. But in this case, he outsourced it to a French-owned company called United Water. And United Water, he did this in, he began it in March, and it was finalized here a couple weeks ago. But in December of 2010, United Water, who is running the water treatment out of an Indiana city, was indicted by the Department of Justice on 26 felony violations of the Clean Water Act. And what they did there in Indiana was to increase chlorine levels just prior to they chlorinate the effluent water that comes out of the water treatment plants before it's discharged into the river, and they increase the chlorine levels just prior to their sampling. And then as soon as the sampling was done, they lowered the chlorine levels again. And the chlorine is in there to get rid of E. coli bacteria. And as we all know, E. coli can be very dangerous. And having it in public waters can be, you know, a health concern, a public health concern. The particular river that they discharge into is the Grand Calumet, which empties into Lake Michigan, where there are nearby beaches and recreation and fishing and all this type of thing. So it was a pretty grave violation, and it was very interesting to me that an EFM would choose that company of all the ones that are out there that could provide these services.
All right, Chris, hold that thought. We got to get to the break. We will come back to you, and so just hold that block. If you go to our First Shift Facebook page, you're going to find a link to Eclecta Blog, and that'll take you right there. I'm Tony Truppiano. Chris Savage is my guest. We're going to take a quick break here on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes, we're still looking pretty good out there, although we did pick up an accident in Detroit along 94 westbound at Grash. It looks like that's moving off to the right shoulder. Drivers are finding 75 south getting busier through the interchange with 696. Same thing with the Ruther heading into 75. If you're on M10 The Lodge, you cannot exit at Bagley. We've got a police situation there. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today, our high near 76. Tonight, look for possible showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, maybe thunderstorms and a high near 76. Last check at Metro Airport, overcast and 57 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, my guest, Chris Savage. He is the founder of Eclectablog. Again, you're going to find them on the First Shift Facebook page. It'll take you right to his blog. We're talking about Michael Stampler. He is the emergency financial manager in Pontiac and recently awarded a contract to handle their water treatment to a company that's under indictment by the Department of Justice on 26 counts of felonious activity, mostly unsafe drinking water. And, you know, Chris, you kind of wonder, as you take a look at this, how can just switching suppliers, if you will, I don't even know what they are, administrators, save them $3 million? What? How does that happen?
You know, that's the question that I'm asking, and I think that you know, when you look at a company like United Water, they're probably getting some pretty bad press and probably having a hard time getting business right now, considering the fact that the Department of Justice is all up in their grills. So, you know, you get what you pay for, I guess, in this situation. And you know, when you hire a company that's under federal investigation, you're probably going to get a cut rate price, right?
Well, again, this is problematic at a lot of different levels. What kind of response has there been from other media or from the community that you're aware of?
Well, the piece at AT Politico has had, I looked at it this morning, roughly 1,000 shares on Facebook. So it's gone somewhat viral in the social media, but it's been, besides Michigan Messenger putting up a fairly short blurb that quotes the ATP piece, there's been nothing. And I've tweaked the Free Press and the Detroit News on Twitter about it, and, you know, I've gotten no response at all. So, you know, I don't know if they don't like it when bloggers break news that they didn't know about, and so they choose not to run with it after that, or what the story is. But to have this kind of deafening silence over what I consider to be a pretty huge deal is pretty upsetting to me. It really shows how the media is failing us right now in terms of getting out the news that we need to know about so we can, you know, have a democratic society.
Has United Water in any way responded to these allegations? I know that it hasn't gone to trial yet. In fact, the indictments are fairly recent. So have they made any kind of public statement to defend themselves?
They did, and it's in the AT Politico piece that, you know, they basically see this as just sort of a disagreement about, you know, interpretation and this kind of thing. And, you know, they really brushed it off as no big deal. And that's pretty offensive to most people who are paying attention to it. They actually tried to get the lawsuit or the investigation halted, and the the Department of Justice and those that are investigating it came back with emails showing that, you know, even as far along or far back as 5 years ago, there was internal conversations about how this was a big deal and they should keep it quiet. And so I think their, you know, their position in this when this case comes to court is going to be pretty hard to defend.
Well, you know, clearly, you know, if they have the testimony they need, they've got the witnesses they need. And again, ultimately, we're talking about safe drinking water, you know, to a community that probably, you know, again, I lived there for many years. It's a very depressed area. A lot of these folks don't have access to health care. Some of them, of course, have weakened immune systems to begin with. Wouldn't take a whole lot, you know, maybe a simple glass, literally a simple glass of water, you know.
Just a minor correction. This is actually wastewater treatment, and basically what they do is they treat the wastewater in the sewage, and then they discharge that into the public rivers, and then that's water that goes out into, for example, Saginaw Bay, or is picked up by water treatment plants that use that water to create drinking water. So they're basically discharging. There's the potential, if they don't treat the water properly, to discharge water that is contaminated and poses a public health threat, and that's what happened in Indiana. Well, now, obviously, there's no accusations of this happening in Pontiac yet, but with a history like that, you know, there's cause for concern, and it's certainly something that people should be aware about.
Well, you know, and again, we talk about democracy. You know, one of the things we have is the First Amendment, and of course, one of the ways we exercise that First Amendment, doing what you do with Eclectablog, what I do with First Shift, but certainly our newspapers, our major newspapers, have a responsibility to educate and inform. I would think that should be part of the tenet of why they exist. So I am very troubled that they've not picked this story up.
Yeah, I am too. It's just beyond me. And, you know, a lot of times it's the sensational stuff that does get noticed. And I consider this to be fairly sensational, frankly. And I'm just completely baffled why it hasn't been picked up by anybody in the mainstream media that we're.
Well, this is obviously wouldn't surprise you. You also have a post on Eclectablog about the rally that I hosted up in Lansing. You know, some media outlets said that there were up to 10,000 people there. I'll even go with the 6,000 that was popularly quoted. Yet the Detroit newspapers ignored it.
They did, and the ironic part is that the Free Press actually ran an article the morning of the rally saying that it was going to happen, and then they proceeded to cover it in absolutely no way at all. It wasn't on their website. They didn't tweet it. They didn't have it on their Facebook page. There was nothing. It was just astounding to me. You get 20 Tea Partiers together, and it's front page news, but, you know, you get 3,000, 6,000, 10,000 labor activists in front of the Capitol waving signs and, you know, and demonstrating for their cause, in this case education, and there's just this amazing deafening silence. It really starts to make you wonder if there's some sort of intention there. You know, I mean, both papers, the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, endorsed Rick Snyder, and when they are coming out with editorials that downplay the recalls that are going on against Republicans, and when they don't cover these giant rallies that are happening on the Democratic side, it just really makes you wonder what if this is intentional, or, you know, it just doesn't seem possible that they could have accidentally not covered a 6,000 or 10,000 person rally.
Well, it does make you wonder. You know, I kind of want to back up. We're just about out of time here, Chris Savage, but I kind of want to back up a little bit and remind people that the person that approved that the nullifying that union contract with the police dispatchers was none other than former Democrat. I'm sorry, another than former Democratic House Speaker Andy Dillon. He's now the state treasurer. You know, I guess that was, you know, a mental. I didn't mean former Democrat because I don't.
Was he ever a Democrat?
I don't think he was. So that's where I was getting hung up. Former reformed Republican. I just didn't know how to identify Andy Dillon. You know, obviously our current state treasurer did the most undemocrat thing he could do by allowing them to do that. Yes, they were at an impasse. That's what we have negotiations for. That's why they have mediators. That's why they have arbitrators. You didn't need to nullify the contract, Andy. Come on.
Andy Dillon has long been a disappointment to me, but this just really proves that that disappointment was well justified. The thing that gets me with EFMs is that, you know, they hold these training sessions that cost, you know, like $130 or something for these CPAs and stuff to come in and learn how to run a city in 2 days. Yet they don't have the time or the resources to go into these beleaguered cities like Pontiac and Benton Harbor and help these people learn how to be good, you know, good governors, good, you know, leaders of their community and, you know, good bureaucrats. And, you know, we've got, it doesn't cost much to learn how to run a city, apparently. Why can't they take that expertise to the people that were duly elected by the people that live in those communities and, you know, help them be better leaders?
Oh, now you're just going ahead and making sense there. Chris Savage, we're just out of time. Eclectablog.com is the website. Chris, we'll talk again soon. Be safe driving.
All right, thanks, sir. Take care.
All right, quick break. We'll be back here. We will be covering now the rally for the Katherine Ferguson Academy after we take this quick break on First Shift.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes Tony, some slow going down 75 southbound, about to 14 into 12 into that 9 mile curve. I always see it every morning. If you're on the roof or west coming in from Mound to 75, that's picking up quite a bit. Our earlier accident 94 west at Gratiot, the Detroit Gratiot crossing, looks like that's cleared off to the shoulder and should be just about out of there.
1310 WDTW Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today. Our high near 76. Tonight, look for possible showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, maybe thunderstorms and a high near 76. Last check at Metro Airport, overcast and 57 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
We're going to take the fight to them by recalling them.
Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld. A defiant clarion call to political recall action marked day 122 of Wisconsin's worker uprising to defend collective bargaining rights. But it also brought a state Supreme Court ruling that overruled a lower court, upholding the Republican assault on public worker collective bargaining rights. The court's four conservative justices handed Republican Governor Scott Walker victory, telling the legislature that they could violate the state's open meetings law and still rip union rights away, and a lower court had no right to stop them under the separation of powers doctrine. Democrats say the translation is that the GOP Wisconsin legislature is above the law. Thousands of pro-union protesters at the Capitol and in the tents of Walkerville nonetheless vowed they would not be moved. Wisconsin labor leaders urged them to fight back politically with recall elections this summer against the GOP state senators that voted to gut public worker collective bargaining. AFSCME's Marty Beal called for them to turn the workers' uprising energy into successful recall elections against Republicans.
I want you to keep it going.
Yeah.
I want you to turn your amazing energy and your rock-solid commitment on this summer's recalls. It's more important than ever.
The unions say Walker may have won this battle but will lose the coming war. WEAC President Mary Bell.
Out to those recall districts. Make sure that the people who have stood up for working families have working families standing with them. Recall!
Recall! Recall! Recall! Wisconsin State Firefighters Association President Maitland Mitchell thundered the determination of Wisconsin workers to keep the fires of resistance burning brightly.
This fire is not over.
No way.
This fire is not done. We don't sell the gold. We tell them.
Hell no!
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what
Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit Progressive Talk. the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back 35 minutes after the hour. As we discussed briefly on the show last week and promised earlier in the show today, there is a fight going on in the Detroit Public Schools that it's essential that you know about. This actually came to me not via the Rachel Maddow show, who covered it quite extensively, but by Dr. Jennifer Martin, who, by the way, normally would have been with us today, but as a teacher, she has finals today, so she'll be with us next Wednesday to finish our bullying series. But she brought this story to my attention. The Kathleen Ferguson Academy is an extraordinary school for young women that are either pregnant or raising children. And what they've done there is exceptional. The reason that we're talking about this today, and that would be enough, right? Just to talk about this success story would be enough. That school will be closed after this year because Robert Bob and his successor have decided that unless somebody wants to buy it and run it as a charter, it's too expensive. Is it always about the dollars? Well, some of you, of course, would say yes. Others, not so much and not so fast. Joining us now is Joyce Sean. Joyce is an organizer with BAM, By Any Means Necessary. They are sponsoring a rally tomorrow, and they're here this morning to talk to us all about that. Joyce, I want to welcome you to First Shift. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
The Kathleen Ferguson Academy, by any measure, Joyce, is an exceptional, exceptional learning facility. Why is this happening?
Well, it's not a pretty story. There is a real concerted effort on the part of both Democrats and Republicans to degrade and dismantle public education, especially in urban Black and Latino majority areas. And it is precisely because this school is a jewel of Detroit and of the nation that it is under attack now.
Well, no, it's interesting you throw Democrats into that argument, because they've been fighting this legislature, this Republican-heavy legislature in the state of Michigan, at every turn. So why do you throw them into the mix here, Joyce Sean?
Well, it was Jennifer Granholm, Democratic governor, who appointed Robert Bob, who launched this effort. It's Arne Duncan, the national secretary of education, pushing the charterization privatization plan. And there is certainly an opportunity on the part of Democrats to save this school. Let's see if they take it up.
All right. Well, we know one thing for sure, Joyce. We don't need politicians to do our business for us. We're willing to step up and take care of our own.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Tomorrow there's a rally. So tell us about this rally. Where is it at? How many, you know, I know we need everybody there. So this isn't a matter of, you know, we need 10 of you to show up. We need everyone to show up. What's going on tomorrow?
Well, this is a further attempt on the part of the students of Kathleen Ferguson and all the young people of Detroit to lead the city in saving the school. And we are going to start at 12 o'clock and go as long as we possibly can to try to keep that school open. The tremendous courage and efforts on the part of students on April 15th to hold a peaceful sit-in in their school on the last day of school before spring break was also supported by a bunch of picketers outside, but it wasn't a big enough bunch to stop the Detroit Public Schools and the Detroit Police from storming the school and dragging out the students and their children and putting the teen parents in handcuffs, throwing them in police cars, and dragging them off to jail.
Yeah, and Joyce, let's remind this audience, what were these young women doing? They were sitting on the floor painting posters.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and talking about how important Kathleen Ferguson was to their lives and their futures. These are young women who've been told that as soon as they got pregnant, their lives were over and that they were doomed to a life of poverty and desperation for themselves and their children. And Kathleen Ferguson is the first place where they were told, no, you have a future, you have value, as a human being, and you can go forward and graduate from high school and educate yourself and your child and have a better life.
And Joyce Shawn, again, my guest with BAM, By Any Means Necessary. And I've worked with them on a couple things throughout my radio career. I don't know that any one's more worthy than the other. When BAM gets involved, it's worth your attention, and this is one of those things. Where will this rally be at?
Right in front of Catherine Ferguson on Selden. It's 2750 Selden Street, two blocks north of Martin Luther King, one block east of 96, the Jeffries Freeway.
Yeah, and then, folks, just MapQuest it if you want to. 2750 Selden, S-E-L-D-E-N Street, 2750 Selden Street. That's in Detroit. And if you can get out there, you need to get out there. Is there a chance, Joyce? Is there a chance that they could change the emergency financial manager could change his mind and leave this school open? Or are they saying, like they're saying, that it's a done deal?
Well, nothing in this district is a done deal. Everything's up for grabs. There is no serious plan going forward for Detroit Public Schools, or for that matter, for Detroit. And it is completely the determination of the young people and the people of Detroit that will decide what happens. We quote Frederick Douglass saying, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will.
Well,
find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. And these young people will endure no more. They are standing up for their lives and their futures, and Detroiters are a proud, unbowed, determined people in spite of everything we've been put through. This is our chance to come out for and with our young people and for our city and our future.
Yeah, and I've done a little disservice. So in the few minutes that we have left, we need to paint a more important and realistic picture of what the Catherine Ferguson Academy is. It isn't just a building. It is an opportunity. It's an experience. It involves taking care of livestock. It involves growing vegetables, and it involves hope, and it involves a chance, not only a chance, but the opportunity to go to college. You know, the number one, Joyce Shawn, the number one reason that young girls leave school is because of pregnancy. This keeps them in school. This gives them a chance. This empowers them to new truths.
That's right.
And they're taking this away from them.
That's right. This is a community. Instead of competition, this is a group effort on the part of all. The girls help each other. They help each other's children. The staff and teachers help everybody. We have doctors and nurses. There are preschool and early education and nurseries. The children get to see each other and grow up in a social atmosphere. They are well in advance of their peers. This is an advancement for the education of young women. And you're right, 70% of teen girls who get pregnant drop out of high school, whereas 90% of students who go to Catherine Ferguson graduate, and 100% of them are offered college.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, late last night, after I'd already gone to bed, Joyce, because I get up awfully early in the morning, somebody had called and offered a couple of the students to be on the show today. I just, there was no way I could get in touch with them. It was 10:30 last night when I got the call. And then I just received, about 5 minutes before the show started this morning, a video of the Catherine Ferguson graduation that may have just been yesterday or the day before. And it was, you know, I had a chance to watch a few minutes of it. It breaks my heart, Joyce. Uh-huh. It breaks my heart to think that these beautiful young women who, for whatever reason, got themselves in a situation that they got into, but they did the responsible thing. They have these children. They're trying to better themselves, trying to make sure that their children have a life. You know, I could even be a little, I could even remove, you know, the personal part of this. You know, maybe these teachers, the school closes, these teachers will find jobs somewhere. The support staff will find a job somewhere. The principal will find a job somewhere because they're all excellent at what they do.
That's
what?
Right.
Where do these students go, Joyce?
That's right. They're dropping out. They have no alternatives. This is a completely unacceptable result, and it's unnecessary when you think about how much money is spent socially on putting in jail the children of some of these women who will have no future as they will not, and how inexpensive it is to educate two generations at the same time.
Well, you know,
the whole city.
And beyond that, let me remind people, because they don't know this, let me tell people, this school was saved once from closure last year.
That's right.
The lesson wasn't learned. The lesson wasn't learned. And here we are again. You need to show up in mass. Let me give out the information again. Tomorrow, June 16th, noon, at the Katherine Ferguson Academy. Here's the address. 2750 Selden, S-E-L-D-E-N Street in Detroit. Just go ahead and MapQuest it or Google Map it, whatever you need to do. Show up at noon, show up at 1, show up at 2, show up at 7. I don't care when you show up. Show up! Joyce, is there anything we've missed?
I think this is a tremendous effort on the part of the whole community, and led by the students, we will prevail.
God bless you, Joyce. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
The Katherine Ferguson Academy. We need to take a break. We're open lines for the remainder of the hour. 888-552-3595. What will it take to engage you? That's my question. We'll take the break. Don't punch out yet. We got plenty to do. This is 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. Participate in McDonald's.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Gas prices. Can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count On Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
3, 2, 1.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. And I'm a red hot mad right now. Just red hot mad. Get the nastiest emails during the break. Got some nasty emails overnight. You know, folks, let's be honest about this. You don't have to agree with me, and you don't have to agree with what's happening at the Catherine Ferguson Academy. You know, and for whatever sick reason, some of you think it's wonderful that Republicans are winning and unions are losing. This isn't about that. You know, Jeff, think about this. Jeff, just for a minute, think about this. If this was a political issue, that'd be one thing. How many young women, Jeff, how many young women that never had a shot that now have it and are having it taken away are heartbroken right now? Where's the humanity with some of these people?
Now, the funny part is remember, what was it, last week, and we brought some article that had nothing to do with race or women or anything, and it had to do with a situation that was going on. People completely ignored the situation and ripped the lady because she was a single parent, and, oh, she probably got herself into this situation based on this, this, and this. All these assumptions. Here's a situation where you have a school who's taking care, who's addressing that need, who's addressing these people, these girls who end up having kids at a young age and want to turn their lives around and actually want to do something for themselves. And now people are glad that school, I mean, what side are you actually on?
They're not on a side. They're not on a side. You were sharing with me, Rochelle Ridley in the Free Press had written about the Catherine Ferguson Academy a couple weeks ago, and I know there was something you wanted to mention about that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, like first of all, in our last guest, you know, Joyce was good enough to even say this, but I want to emphasize this point even more. Every graduate in the past 10 years of this school has been accepted to college. You want to talk about a success rate? That's a pretty dang good success rate for a school. She went on to talk about Charletta Dillard, who's now 37. She was 14 when she got pregnant. She went to this school. She learned not only math and science, but how to care for a child. She just graduated from Wayne State University School of Medicine, and now her kid, who's 22, is going to school as well, and is working his way through college. He learned the lessons from his mom, who learned her lessons from this school.
Well, and now, you know, Joyce was talking about how it's cheaper to educate two generations at one time. That's exactly what that hits. Now, in yesterday's Free Press, there was a letter to the editor by Nicole Conway, Jeff, who is a teacher at the Catherine Ferguson Academy. She talks about, of course, the successes. You know, she says one CFA graduate just completed medical school. Another is about to have her first art show. But here's the part that stings. If CFA loses, thousands of young women with the same potential will drop out. And it's true. It's true. They have nowhere to turn. I don't get it.
And she goes on. I mean, they said that DPS officials said that Ferguson's being shut down because it's too expensive. Well, there's options here. Open up a full elementary school in the same building because they said, oh, the building's too big for the small amount of students. Well, you know, Rochelle Ridley comes up with a couple of good suggestions. Well, put an elementary school in there. How about expanding the farm program, which is what something you and Joyce brought up, or even open a school in the building for the fathers of the babies. Teach them how to be, fathers, how to be productive in society. And the best point is, well, one of the better points is made at the end. $13,000 the district says it costs per student. Well, it's the same amount, $13,032 the state would pay out in cash, food, and other assistance for a non-working mom with one child.
Well, not to mention what it would cost if that young woman ends up being imprisoned because she has to break the law to take care of that child. Then we separate that family. That child ends up in foster care, and the cost of that. And if people think I'm just talking out my back end, they don't know what they're talking about. The reality is we have, and this Catherine Ferguson Academy has been around for 20 years, Jeff. This isn't a new concept. They've been around for successfully empowering young women for 20 years. 20 years.
It's just bringing Detroit down. How are they going to afford all that new furniture with if this school exists, you know? I mean, it's just bringing Detroit down.
Well, you know, again, this is one of those classic examples. Again, I don't know who's going to show up tomorrow. I have no idea who's going to show up tomorrow. I do know this. I do know this. And for those of you that are making this decision, that, you know, it is clear to me that you do not have the students' best interest at heart. It is clear to me that charter schools are not the answer, because if they were, we would have many more of them. You know, charters, by the way, Jeff, are a for-profit business. Charters exist so they can just pick and choose the best students. Public schools don't work that way. Thank God they don't work that way. But because they can't figure out how to make the Katherine Ferguson Academy profitable, they won't touch it. How wrong is that? I mean, at what level do we not get this? And then these nasty emails I get. I don't understand you people. This isn't a political issue. It's about life. It's literally about life and death. I don't know, man. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. You know, and Jeff, we go back to our Facebook first shift poll question of the day about the middle class. You know, how does this topic fit into that? Quite beautifully, actually. Because I assure you, there isn't a young woman going to the Katherine Ferguson Academy that comes from great wealth. I can guarantee you that. Not one of them comes from a wealthy family.
But it sounds like a lot of them become either middle class or better themselves even further.
Gee, they become good taxpayers, don't they, Jeff? God, what a shame that is.
And more to the point, I mean, we've said it a couple times, you've said it and made a great point. It's not just the women that graduate from this school, but it's who they teach. Their kids growing up then learn the values as well, and you start heading into a positive direction for generations that have yet to even be born.
Yeah, you gotta break this cycle. This is Katherine Ferguson Academy breaks the cycle, Jeff. That's it. That's the key. It breaks the cycle. Why would we want to eliminate that?
If anything, expand it.
Thank you. Well, you know, that goes back to education funding, you know, cutting it when they should be expanding it. All right, couple things before we get out this hour. Jeff, thanks for contributing to that discussion. A couple more quick things here. Number one, I mentioned this yesterday, I want to mention it again. On Monday, June 27th, at the historical King Sullivan Baptist Church on 14th Street in Detroit, Congressman John Conyers, Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota, and Congressman Hanson Clark will be having a town hall meeting on H.R. 870, the Humphrey Hawkins 21st Century Full Employment and Training Act. They are looking for unions, church, religious organizations, civil rights, and nonprofit organizations to show up to help spread the word on H.R. 870. So go check that out. Also want to remind you that on Monday, the 20th of June, there is a rally in Macomb County, the Recall Rick Snyder Rally. It is organized by the Macomb County residents for the recall of Rick Snyder. You're going to find them on Facebook Monday, June 20th, noon to 2 o'clock in downtown Mount Clemens. You want to go check that out. On the Verge, Verge Ranero, when we continue, a lot more to get to today. We'll have plenty of time for open lines as well. You in the middle class, how are you doing? Who's winning your heart? Or are they both losing? Diane Cross coming up, Traffic, Weather, CNN. With the news, I'm Tony Trupiano. We've got more to do. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes the slow going on I-75 southbound. Cannot get away from it every morning. As you're coming in from 14 down toward about 12 into the Reuther, down toward about 9 miles, slow in toward the Davison. Northbound picking up a little bit as you're trying to get to 696. On the Reuther, heavy westbound 75 and pockets out towards Southfield. Drivers on M10 The Lodge near that Wyoming curve, we're seeing heavier traffic in both directions. And remember, our Southfield construction, only one lane open from 96 to Michigan and closed from 96 to M10.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today. Our high near 76. Tonight, look for possible showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, maybe thunderstorms and a high near 76. Last check at Metro Airport, overcast and 57 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour. Some of the people who helped the U.S. find Osama bin Laden are now under arrest in Pakistan. CNN's Reza Sayah reports from Islamabad with the latest information.
Pakistani security officials confirmed to CNN that the ISI, Pakistan's top spy agency, has indeed arrested several suspected informants for the CIA. These are Pakistani men who allegedly helped the CIA fed them information before the big raid on the bin Laden compound last month. We also know that among the men arrested were men staying at a safe house near the bin Laden compound. This was a safe house rented by the CIA that served as a lookout for the compound.
House Speaker John Boehner is demanding that President Obama justify the military action in Libya. He's given the president a deadline of this Friday. There's a major humanitarian crisis taking place in Syria near its border with Turkey. CNN's Arwa Damon managed to get into Syria and spoke to some refugees.
It is just absolutely chilling to hear them speak about how they say Syrian security forces indiscriminately opened fire on unarmed demonstrators in their neighborhoods, how the Syrian military advance brought with it scorched fields, the killing of livestock, the destruction of their homes.
Wisconsin's controversial union law will now go into effect after the state Supreme Court overturned a lower court ruling. Democratic Senator Chris Larson says they'll find another way to get rid of those new rules.
It's going to take a while for us to rebuild the gains of the last century that were just repealed here, but we're prepared to do it.
The law cuts collective bargaining rights for most state employees. It looks like state lawmakers in California will barely beat a deadline to pass a balanced budget. There should be a vote on it today. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male, risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Tough to be a road warrior these days. It isn't just the price of your journey going up, it's the price of your destination. Smith Travel Research reports the cost of a hotel stay rose to just over $100 a night across the country, across every hotel class in April. May's total is expected to be even higher. It says hotels have the least trouble in at least 2 years filling their rooms. Here's another way to gauge the consumer. NASCAR. Consulting firm Susquehanna suggests that tracking attendance levels at NASCAR races can offer great insight into average Joe's economic confidence. It says attendance at the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series first five races this year was up 2% versus last year, but attendance dropped 4% for the next five races, lost 6% for the most recent five, as other measures show economic confidence waning. S&P futures losing 6 points. NASDAQ futures down 10. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we expand agents' minds like hot bags of microwave popcorn. And this is a small business quiz. True or false? Owning a small business means you'll never sleep again. Ever. False. A farmer's agent can help you sleep better with a small business policy that provides coverage for the things that keep you up at night. Unless you have recurring clown dreams.
To find a farmer's agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male, risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Welcome back. Tony Tripiano with you in this third and final hour of First Shift on this Wednesday morning. We were going to have time at the bottom of the hour for open lines. I'm getting a lot of reaction to the Katherine Ferguson Academy closing, and so we'll get to a little bit more of that later on, but we have some business to take care of. Let me remind you that our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is quite simple. Do you believe the Republicans, Democrats are fighting to win over the middle class? And who do you think is winning? And again, according to our poll results at this point in the morning, the Democrats are winning according to you. But there are options there. So if you want to go to Facebook, search for First Shift and vote on that question, feel free to do that. Of course, you can always send an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and the phone number always 888-552-3595. As we do every week at this time, we have a very special guest. So Jeff, do what you do so well.
On the Verge.
Time for Tough Talk with Tony and the Mayor of Lansing,
Verge Bernero.
And welcome back, Mr. Mayor himself, Verge Bernero on the Verge.org. Verge, a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Great to be here, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, a little bit cantankerous this morning. Getting a little pissed off at Republicans, a little bit pissed off at Democrats, and empowered by the truth.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you were as impressed as I was with the Republican presidential lineup the other night.
You know, that's a reality show, Verge. The Republican debate the other night was a reality show.
There is some dysfunction there. What a ragtag team. I mean, if this is the choice, well, we're in good shape. The president will be reelected overwhelmingly. We see overall Bachman stock is up. The Tea Party diva. The Tea Party looms large over the Republican Party. Do you realize, I didn't know this, Tony, do you realize she's the number one Republican fundraiser right now in the Republican Party? And so she's a force to be reckoned with, and yet she has no committee chairmanship, no party leadership position. Her own party has shunned her, and yet the reality is, though, she's this darling of the extreme right of the Tea Party, and so she's going to be a force to contend with. That's going to create a huge amount of dysfunction within the Republican Party. Boehner doesn't know what to do with her. Romney clout is up. more good news for us. He's the apparent winner. The pundits and the experts are saying he looked the most presidential. Of course, I call him the flip-flopper in chief. I mean, the problem is, you go through his policies, the auto bailout, he was for it before he was against it. The health care mandate, he was for it before he was against it. Abortion, gay rights, you name it, gun control. He's flip-flop on all these things. So, you know, give me Romney. I think, you know, we can deal with that. The field, the fact is, they are in disarray. The big news of the debate really was made, Tony, by somebody who wasn't there, and that was Sarah Palin. You know, what is she going to do? The party waits with bated breath. She'll destabilize the entire field. So they're in disarray. The field is wide open. The first Republican presidential primary is a half a year away, just a half a year away. And look what they got going. I mean, Newt Gingrich, retread in chief, nothing new there. The same old political psychobabble, professorial babbling from him. Rick Santorum couldn't even hold on to a Senate seat, got clobbered in Pennsylvania. I hope he's the nominee. Tim Pawlenty, the guy is weak. The whole field is weak. So things are looking. Ron Paul, I mean, need I say more?
No.
The guy's in La La Land, and he's from Texas. So it's looking good for us. Now, we just got to get the president, our president, to stand up strong on things like the speculation tax, get Wall Street in order, begin, you know, really fight for Main Street over Wall Street, and we can get some things done in this country for the middle class.
You said speculation tax. You know, a lot of people in this audience have no clue what that means. So why don't you share with us what that's all about, Mr. Mayor?
Well, you know, the main thing, Tony, I mean, let's recognize that Wall Street hasn't paid one iota for their misdeeds. Let's recognize that Wall Street, the big banks, were bailed out, they were taken care of, and Main Street is suffering. We got the bill, Tony. We got the bill. They got bailed out, and we got the bill. Now, you can say, well, we avoided the Depression, and that's big. You know, nobody wants that. But and we got the auto rescue. But the reality is, they're the ones creating the problems, and the middle class, the unemployment rate at what it is, the mortgage crisis at what it is, they haven't paid one iota, and they're still too big to fail. We haven't fixed the problem, and part of the problem is the speculation. It is the short-term investments. It's the short-term bets and the buyouts and the derivatives, and none of this is, we haven't done anything with it. Well, the speculation tax is a way, I've got an article, it's on my Facebook, on my website, about the speculation tax, a wonderful article by Paul Krugman, who's the country's leading economist, who explains how it would work. But very simply, it taxes what's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is these short-term investments, flipping the stocks very quickly, and you simply tax those transactions. It's a tax on certain transactions on Wall Street, on the stock market. A number of countries have done this, about a dozen countries around the world. In fact, they approached us, Tony. They approached the United States, the G20, the group of the biggest economies, where they get together, the high flyers, and the government leaders said, let's do this on a global scale, because now we're in a world economy, so that we don't push investments to one country or the other. Let's do this in a uniform way, because we all know how destabilizing this system is. Let's have a speculation tax. Tim Geithner, our Treasury Secretary, stood up for Wall Street and said no. He didn't think it was going to work. Now, we got a chance to take another whack at this thing because it's coming up again. Why? Because the problem persists, because it destabilizes the market. It could happen again. There are little mini crashes that take place. It has to do with these short-term investments. And, you know, the old adage that the Republicans always say is you tax what you want less of. Well, we would do better with less of this. And, of course, I would add to this, by the way, a windfall profits tax for the oil companies. And that's another one where all this, as oil prices go up, we get nothing out of it except higher prices. Put a windfall profits tax on that and reinvest in the green economy here on Main Street.
Yeah, and in fact, and we've got a call that we need to get to, but in fact, in an article in The Nation by Sarah Anderson, you know, she clearly explains how this speculation tax would literally eliminate debt and give us infrastructure money, and the list goes on. But let's go take a quick call. And we'll come back to this. 888-552-3595. Verge Bernero is with us. Let's welcome Stephen Monroe to First Shift. Steve, welcome to First Shift. You're on with Verge Bernero.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Steve.
Well,
good to talk to you, Steve.
I don't think the election is going to be so much about the Republicans, honestly. I think it's going to be about our current president, and he just hasn't gotten the job done. I'm sorry, he's had super majorities for a year and a half, 2 years. He's had big majorities since then. I mean, he's in charge, and the economy has not gotten much better, if at all.
Well, I would. Well, okay. I mean, that's your opinion. First of all, he's created jobs, well over 2 million jobs. Created more jobs in the first. Well, Steve, what are you laughing about? It's true.
It's not true.
It is true, Steve. You show me the data. I've got the data from the.
We've lost more jobs than we've gained.
No, that's the, Steve, that's the Rush Limbaugh talking point. So you can call the Rush Limbaugh show and do that. All right, Steve, you're going to chuckle. Bring him down. Verge, Obama has created more.
Steve, look, the bottom line is that an election is about a choice between two people, and it's a choice in directions. President, this is a tough job, and to suggest that he didn't get everything done in 2 years when he had the majority, you know, you had blue dog Democrats and everything else. It's like trying to herd cats. You know, I'm a Democrat. I'm a member of no organized political party, as Will Rogers said. You know, we Democrats don't operate in lockstep like the Republicans do. So, the president did what he could with what he had. You know, there are disappointments all around. I wish more could be done, too, and I'm counting on the fact that more will be done in this next term. But the reality is an election is a choice between two people and two visions, and I don't see any vision on the Republican side.
Yeah, but
the fact is the president stood up. He saved the auto industry. We would have been thrust into depression. He saved millions of jobs in that act alone by saving Chrysler and GM, and we are on the rebound. We are no longer the Rust Belt. We saw the other night what the Republicans have. That was not a debate. It was an Obama bash fest. There was no coherent strategy, no alternative vision or plan, and I have no confidence that any one of those people could govern this country.
Well, you know, I do want to go back to Steve's call, though. Obama has created over 2 million jobs. He can laugh all he wants. It's a fundamental truth. We lost jobs every year in the 8 years of George Bush. Every year we lost jobs under George Bush. We have seen the gross domestic product get stronger in the last 2 years. We have seen jobs increase in the last 2 years. The president himself, last Saturday, Verge, on his radio address to the nation, said that he is continuing to be not only concerned about the economy, but working with labor. In fact, he's on a jobs tour this week trying to talk businesses into using their profits to hire people.
Well, no question. And of course, recently we talked about the EPA administrator was in here. We got another $3 million in our state for brownfield redevelopment so that the most contaminated sites around the state, and we have a lot of old industrial sites, can be repurposed, and that creates jobs. We've used those in Lansing. They've been used in Detroit, around the state, and the Republicans oppose that program. We got a Republican here who's trying to eliminate brownfields.
All right, hold that thought, Verge. We got to get to the break. Verge Bernero is with us. OnTheVerge.org is where you want to go. Find him on Facebook as well. We've got more calls coming in. 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. We'll take a quick break on 1310 WDTW and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Hi there, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an accident southbound 275, south of 9 Mile. Looks like it's moved off to the right shoulder, but slow going, coming off a 96 or 696, trying to go south on 275. Heading out on the Ruther westbound 696, an earlier accident near Hoover, moved off to the right shoulder, but it's slowing down our ride, which is already heavy in the morning for those heading west, trying to get to Mound, out to Dequindre 75, and then out towards Southfield.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today. Our high near 76. Tonight we'll have showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms. Our high near 76. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 61 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Flavor Tamer.
What's that?
It's the new Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub with slow-roasted pork and smoky barbecue sauce.
I mean, what's that sound?
My tongue.
It sounds like a bullwhip.
Don't judge me. I'd like to see you tame this flavor.
Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Toasty. For a limited time only at participating locations.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town.
The deficit. When they say there's no money, because they gave it all away to the folks at the top. They gave it all away to Wall Street. They gave it all away to the rich. Of course there's no money. When you eliminate the inheritance tax, that was billions and billions of dollars that was given away over several years. And that just, they finally just started taxing it. It's these tax giveaways. The money, the speculation tax we were talking about, Tony, in Britain raises, and it's just a basic transaction tax. It's not even the speculation. It raises $5 or $6 billion a year. The speculation tax would do that again. So you could raise $8 to $10 billion by beginning to tax Wall Street. Just tax them because they're the ones that created the biggest problem. But when you don't have the guts to tax, you end up, of course, in deficit. The fact is that some of these things, government, it costs money, and these are valuable programs. Taxes are the price we pay for civilization. I want to live in a civilized society. I want that school to stay open. I want folks to have a second chance, a first chance and a second chance. Let's make sure that those bottom lower rungs on the ladder are intact. The problem with what's happened, Tony, with this and the Republican philosophy is you're all, every man for himself. You're fending for yourself, and we've kicked out the lower rungs on the ladder. The economy has been difficult. That's what spells the difference. That's why I'm a Democrat. You know, I don't consider myself a rigid partisan, but I'm a Democrat because I believe in opportunity for the many, opportunity for everybody, not just the folks at the top. We've turned things around, and we've got to bring back opportunity and hope, true, real hope for everybody in this country.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier. We actually played some audio earlier from former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who explained why we have the misbalance that we have now. And he made it very, I mean, it was very, under 2 minutes and 15 seconds, explained the shift from 1980 to present day, what has happened, why the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. It makes complete sense. It's all factually based. You know, but, Verge, at the end of the day, when we start to talk about solutions, where are the solutions going to come from? How do we start turning this around in a quicker pace?
Well, I mean, again, the auto industry bailout was crucial. Manufacturing jobs are part of it, because not everybody is going to go to college and not everybody needs to go to college. We need a strong manufacturing base. We need a good vocational education. You know what? I mean, it's the stuff that we learned, Tony, the stuff that we've always believed. Education. You know, they're trying to destroy public education. That's absolutely crucial. Those are those first rungs on the ladder. Early childhood. You know, we've got too many children who don't have adequate health care. Things that we stand for, the things that you know people need. You know, as you know, my dad came here from Italy with two nickels to rub together. We were the land of opportunity. And through hard work, what we've got to get back to, through hard work, we were a country where with hard work and playing by the rules, you could get ahead. That's now being eroded. So many of the things that organized labor stood for, you know, 50 years ago, they've got to, and I believe they stand for today, we've got to support those elements. You know, we've got to support health care for people. That's an increasing cost. As health care costs have gone up, you know, that's one of the reasons people lose their homes. Again, the laws that protect folks at the top, that protect the banks, we've got to look out for the little guy. This foreclosure crisis, what has been done? You know, what state government, where is the state or federal intervention to protect regular folks against the banks? When the bank sends you a notice that says you've missed your payments, even though you know you've made it, who's going to stand up for you? We get too many of those cases in my office and around the state and country where it seems like the regular person doesn't have much power against these increasingly powerful corporations. We need to turn that around, and that's a Democratic agenda. I wanted to mention one other thing, Tony. It's on my website today. Senator Sherrod Brown's flag bill. Buying American. I'm always emphasizing buying American. Keep your neighbors working. The issue of the flag. Is today Flag Day or was it yesterday? Maybe yesterday?
Yesterday.
So, you know, in honor of that, we're talking about Sherrod Brown's flag bill. You can't even increasingly find an American flag at a store made in America. And the hypocrisy of it, that highlights, of course, it's about more than flags, but the flag is the symbol of the country. You can't even find an American flag. They're all made in China. And so, you know, this Buy American, Senator Sherrod Brown's bill says that at least the government, when the government buys flags, they should buy them made in America. Well, of course, the governments everywhere, including city governments, I'm starting something called Mayors for America. It just so happens, and I haven't even announced it yet, but I'm going to Washington here shortly to the Mayor's Conference, and I'm going to be talking to other mayors about it, to say when governments buy things, we should be looking to buy local and buy American. We shouldn't be taking U.S. tax dollars and sending them overseas. We can set an example, but all of us have an obligation. Look for that American-made label. Try to buy American whenever you can. Keep your neighbors working, and that's part of investing in this country as well and reinvesting.
You know, we were talking on the show yesterday, and I had a couple auto workers call in. And, you know, one of the things that we really need to do is continue to buy domestic automobiles. And it's a simple solution, Virg. This is a simple solution. Buy a domestically made automobile when you go to replace your automobile. That will keep people working. That is how the economy is going to grow. That Robert Reich piece I just told you about, you know, he clearly says in that piece, the middle class is what makes the economy grow. If the middle class isn't getting paid, they can't expand the economy. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple.
Exactly. You know, as somebody said, when everybody does better, everybody does better. And it's something, it's a formula that worked in this country, that we created the middle class. That's why we're the engine, the economic engine, and the marvel that we were, that is in danger now, because the folks at the top, when the folks at the top get too greedy and decide they want it all, and they can get richer, for example, by shipping the jobs overseas, that may work in the short run. In the long run, it spells disaster for the country. And again, that's why the emphasis on domestic production, domestic manufacturing. And you're absolutely right, Tony. The decisions that we make every day, and I know it's harder and harder to buy American, but the decisions like on the car, it makes a difference. And it's the reason GM and Chrysler are back, because there's patriotic purchasing that has taken hold. And you better believe, you know, I've been to Korea, and those folks, they exercise patriotic purchasing. You don't
absolutely. Verge, we're just out of time. I want to thank you. We'll talk again next week, Verge.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Absolutely. OnTheVerge.org. Quick break. We are open lines on the other side of this. Stay with us on First Shift.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a bit of slow going along the Lodge southbound at Linwood. We've got a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. We've been slow from before Livernois heading south on M10 as you try to head in toward downtown. On the Ruther West before Hoover, that accident off to the right shoulder, just adding to the slowdowns. 696 West as you try to head in toward I-75. If you're coming down 75, slow 14-mile road down about 9 as you're making your way on 275 South. An earlier accident south of 9 Mile, that's been slowing things down.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today. Our high near 76. Tonight we'll have showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms, our high near 76. Right now Metro Airport, it's overcast and 61 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld. A defiant clarion call to political recall action marked day 122 of Wisconsin's worker uprising to defend collective bargaining rights. But it also brought a state Supreme Court ruling that overruled a lower court, upholding the Republican assault on public worker collective bargaining rights. The court's four conservative justices handed Republican Governor Scott Walker victory telling the legislature that they could violate the state's open meetings law and still rip union rights away, and a lower court had no right to stop them under the separation of powers doctrine. Democrats say the translation is that the GOP Wisconsin legislature is above the law. Thousands of pro-union protesters at the Capitol and in the tents of Walkerville nonetheless vowed they would not be moved. Wisconsin labor leaders urged them to fight back politically with recall elections this summer against the GOP state senators that voted to gut public worker collective bargaining. AFSCME's Marty Beal called for them to turn the workers' uprising energy into successful recall elections against Republicans.
I want you to keep it going.
Yeah.
I want you to turn your amazing energy and your rock-solid commitment on this summer's recalls. It's more important than ever.
The unions say Walker may have won this battle but will lose the coming war. WEAC President Mary Bell.
Out to those recall districts. Make sure that the people who have stood up for working families have working families standing with them. Recall! 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 Recall!
Wisconsin State Firefighters Association President Malin Mitchell thundered the determination of Wisconsin workers to keep the fires of resistance burning brightly.
This fire's not over.
No way.
This fire's not done. We don't sell them all. We tell them.
Hell no.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what
Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. The ignorance of the conservative class. The caller Mike earlier on in the show that that we haven't created jobs, that the economy is not moving in a better direction. These are things that are factually true. What's interesting is I read a lot. And so Mike was coming up with arguments that are talking points that I get on a daily basis from the Republican National Committee, because I sign up for all that stuff. You got to know what the other side is saying. I don't know where he's getting it from, Hannity or whoever he gets it from, but it's just ridiculous to call this show and to laugh and scoff it off as if I'm insane. Mike, come on. This is what I do for a living. I know what I'm talking about. Sweet God. Just blows my mind. So we've been talking about the Katherine Ferguson Academy this morning. We've been talking about the plight and fight of the middle class, and it certainly is an interesting discussion. And our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, which I'll read to you again right now, is, do you believe that Republicans and Democrats are fighting to win over the middle class, and who do you think is winning? And at this point, predominantly, this audience feels that the Democrats are winning. I'm not convinced they are. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not convinced the Democrats are winning. So if you'd like to weigh in on the middle class and who might be winning, feel free to do that. If you'd like to weigh in on the Katherine Ferguson Academy, which is something that I'm going to get to in a minute, I've got an email here I definitely need to share with you, then feel free to do that. I do want to throw one other issue into the mix. Yesterday in Livonia, the American Civil Liberties Union may or may not have successfully argued that the Michigan medical marijuana law should usurp local jurisdiction. In Livonia, they are claiming they want absolutely nothing to do with the law, therefore barring their residents legally from participating in medicinal marijuana. Is that legal? That's the question. Would love your thoughts on that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. Jeff, you're going to be blown away by this email. You ready? This is on the Katherine Ferguson Academy. It said, Tony, I toured the school and was moved, impressed, and given hope for the girls attending. These girls are not old enough to be young women, let alone young moms. The school is on a farm. There's a sheep named Sweater, a horse, chickens, fruit trees, vegetable gardens, beehives, and rabbit hutches. The girls of Katherine Ferguson helped build the barn. The 14-year-old moms are taught life skills, parenting skills, and self-value. My tour was 8 years ago, the email goes on. I don't know who all the animals are now. Educate a girl and you change the future. However, not for Detroit. The Katherine Ferguson Academy closing is the nail in the heart of the culture of Detroit. Not a fit place to live, not a future city. I cannot express my soul-searing anger at the injustice and insult to women, the future of our city, and a quote-unquote report card on the hearts of elected officials at every level. If there are not 5 city council members, 4 Detroit representatives, 2 Detroit senators, and at least 1 congressman, I will understand their message clearly. Non-city reps, senators, congressmen, and filmmakers, welcome. Where's Michael Moore when you need him? This is indeed a fight against ignorance and the future of our culture. And I'm telling you, that is pretty profound, buddy. That is pretty profound.
It's awesome to hear. I mean, to get somebody's opinion and invoke that much emotion. We talked about that earlier in the week. I mean, find something that you're passionate about, something that brings out emotion, and get behind it.
All right, and she said, the emailer said, and I don't really want to, she's a friend of the show, and has actually been a guest of the show, but, you know, I don't know that I can say her name, so I won't do it. If she calls or wants to send an email, it would bring a little more credibility to it, but I'm trying to respect a little bit of privacy there. Even though I'm sure I'd be safe, I would rather not do that. The reality is, you know, she said that she's going to be at the rally, and I'm going to try to go to the rally. I think that it's critical that, again, that we show up, that we stand up, that we do all these things, and it does make a difference. More is being asked of you because more needs to be accomplished. Here's the one thing that we definitively know. We definitively know that the way we are doing things are not working. That's why organized labor is the difference here. That is why organized labor is the difference here. When I look at my own union, the United Food and Commercial Workers, when I look at all of the things they're involved in that are not obviously quote-unquote union, it gives me hope. And I see other unions doing this as well. Certainly the national AFL-CIO, as I mentioned earlier in the show today, is stepping up the rhetoric. They are warning Democrats that they need to do more than just accept a campaign contribution. It's got to be about more than that now, and it does have to be about more than that now. We're going to go to the phones, 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Jerry in Farmington Hills to First Shift. Jerry, a pleasure to have you on this morning. What is on your mind, Jerry?
Good morning. How you doing, Tony?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great show as always. I think the Republicans and their war on the middle class have a slight lead now, and I think we in Michigan need to get the Wisconsin attitude seriously. Let's take one case, and for example, the unemployment benefits bill they rammed through a month or two ago that cuts basic benefits from 26 to 20 weeks. Where's the outrage?
You're not going to get an argument out of me. I've been asking that question all morning. Where is the outrage? Where's it at? You know, Jerry, let's have this discussion. Why aren't people absolutely coming unglued? I'm not asking people to go out into the streets like banshees and go crazy, but why aren't they showing up? Why aren't they writing letters to the editor? Why aren't they going to coffees with their legislators? Why aren't they showing up at town hall meetings? Where are they, Jerry?
I don't know. Like I said, I guess some people, in terms of the economy, the way that maybe this is by design, where they get people to point and they've got a job. A lot of cases, you have people working 2 jobs and 3 jobs to try to make what they did with 1 job. You know, that's where the problem comes in. You know, you stretch people's time resources right to the limit.
You know, that is true. I talked to my good friend and listener to this show. His name's Kevin. And Kevin and I were talking the other day. He's got young kids. He's literally working 2 jobs. He's trying to get, you know, he's politically active. You know, and he said, literally, Tone, I have not 20 minutes to myself every day. And I understand that. I believe that. I mean, I certainly have those days myself, Jerry. That's why we need help. That's why we continue to do this on a daily basis. And I asked the question earlier. You know, I don't know what this audience expects of me, but I'd be happy to give it to them, Jerry. Just tell me what it is.
Well, I think one outfit that's really doing a good job is United Auto Workers. I got a text message for them last week to show up out there in Livonia to protest Mitt Romney, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
And I'm not a UAW member. I'm a retired IBEW member.
Very good. Well, you know, and it's working. Jerry, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, yes, the UAW is doing a great job. The IBEW does a great job. The UFCW does a great job. But we need to join them. I'm going to say it again. If you're in a union, you need to get closer to your union. You have to do that. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Greg in Warren. Greg, welcome to First Shift. What is on your mind this morning?
Hi, Tony. Yeah, I just want to follow up on well, what the previous caller just said and also your poll question. Obviously, both parties are, you know, they're going after the middle class vote. They want the people to come out to vote. The Republicans do their normal tactics, which is Fox News propaganda and lies and scare tactics. You know, those of us that are paying attention, we're aware of that. Unfortunately, you got a certain segment of the population out here who just are mindless drones, and they're going to listen to this Republican garbage no matter what. And, they, you know, a lot of that is based on hatred of Democrats and liberals, even though they don't really know what they are or what they stand for. So you're not going to get those people. But the Democrats, I'm really disappointed. I am a Democrat, or I supported Obama. I literally hate Republicans for what they've done to people and what they're doing to the country. But I am very upset at the Democrats. I called a week or so ago and talked about a third party. It's time for a third party in this country. The Democrats, the leadership in the Democratic Party, especially on a national level, they're a bunch of pseudo-intellectuals. They're too far removed from working-class people. They come out on a campaign trail. They make promises. They get the votes. You put them in there, and then they fall back. They just fall down. They don't stand for anything. Democrats are perceived as weak, impotent. They don't stand up to the Republicans. It's frustrating. Even the president doesn't do what he said he was going to do. So it's time for a third party. The Democratic Party, I'm a union member. I'm a UAW guy. We do get politically active as much as we can. But like the previous caller said, people have jobs. I've got a full-time job trying to, you know, make ends meet. The Democratic Party here in Michigan does not reach out to its constituents. It doesn't come. They should be coming to the union hall. We shouldn't have to go to them. They should be making their meetings more available. I called you can go online, look up the Michigan Democratic Party. You can call people. You get a bunch of gobbledygook. I've called the Republicans just to see how they do it. They're a little more responsive. It's time for the Democratic Party in Michigan, at least, to get more active and start reaching out to people. It's time for them to hit the street. They want the money. They want people to do the footwork and the legwork for them, and then they sit back and they do nothing.
Okay, and Greg, I totally honor what you're saying. Now, you know, I barely mentioned third parties earlier. You know, and somebody actually suggested to me, and maybe the third party we need to create is recreate the Democratic Party. Maybe that's where our efforts need to go. I couldn't agree with you any more than I do. The Democratic Party needs to change the way they deliver information to those they claim they care about. There are some very passionate people within the sound of my voice right now that give and give and give, both financially and with their time. At what point will they wake up and say, this party doesn't represent what I believe. This party doesn't support what I believe. I'm going to just unplug totally. We should be more afraid of that than a third party. Apathy, atrophy, dangerous. I'm Tony Trupiano. Pick up the phone now. We got one more segment to get it in. 888-552-3595. We'll take a break here on First Shift. Wrap it up on the other side. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before we end this thing, we call First Shift. Feel free to join us. We have a little bit of time left. We are open lines for the balance of the show. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org is the email address, and we have been focusing on a lot of issues that, you know, ultimately come back to one thing. It is about revenue, and it is about the lack of money to provide needed services to a community, and it doesn't matter which community, because all communities need funding. Our communities are suffering greatly because of an ill-conceived attempt by George W. Bush to play cowboy back in 2001, when he decided instead of going after the real terrorists to go after Saddam Hussein. Not that it wasn't a worthy goal. It was just the wrong time. The debt that has been created because of that decision has devastated and will devastate at least the next 2, if not 3 generations of people in this country. We factor in with that tax cuts at a time when we didn't have the right to do it. We were spending in a deficit way to begin with through the war, then to provide further tax cuts to put us deeper into debt. Uniquely a Republican idea, don't you think? Yes, we have less money, so let's collect less money, but let's keep spending more. We saw the largest growth, government growth, under a Republican president. And by the way, for those of you that have forgotten, Republicans are actually for smaller government. Oh, sure, they're willing to, you know, have a large military and to fund that military, and I'm not opposed to that either. But, you know, do we have the military we need? You remember Donald Rumsfeld's infamous quote, you know, when we went to war in Iraq, well, you go with the army you got instead of the army you want. Yeah, that was a real... Anyway. It's a problem. We have a variety of problems. We need to start fixing them, but we don't do that by taking away needed services. We don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, by continuing to play sleight of hand and to lie to the American people. At least the Democrats are telling the truth. At least the Democrats are making an effort. At the end of the day, you got to wonder. You just have to wonder. So, you know, Jay, Jeff, I've kind of, during the break, not that I'm going to be able to do it today, but I've gone back to the guest omelets menu for a variety of reasons, because it's awesome. You know, we're going to have one hell of a breakfast next week, aren't we?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it greatly, especially this Friday when we do the, you know, the recon effort or the going out there and actually testing it out to see what it's like and see how the people treat us. I think it's going to be a good thing.
I do, too. Again, Guest Omelets has agreed, for those that are just joining us, Guest Omelets has agreed to provide a breakfast to us a few times next week, which we greatly appreciate. They're on 14 Mile Road in Commerce Township, which is not terribly far from our Farmington Hills studios. And as we're looking at the menu, I just don't know where to begin. That's my problem. I may have to eat my way through the entire menu. We may have to go there a very long time for that to happen. What really amazes me is the prices. You know, I've owned three restaurants. I know a little bit about this stuff, Jeff. This is an amazing menu, incredibly, incredibly priced. Even the pumpkin pancakes sound awesome.
I can't believe you mentioned that. That's the thing I was going to bring up earlier, and I didn't know if I should or not, but that's the one thing I think I'm going to get on Friday and looking the most excited about.
All right, well, we don't have Todd on Friday. Todd, join us a second. Todd's actually going to be taking a few days off, going to go up to Indian River for a few days with some friends. And, you know, Todd, really, I sincerely mean this. I hope you have a wonderful time, that you get some rest or don't get rest, as the case may be. I guess I don't know what you've got planned, but I'm hoping you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really looking forward to it. Meeting up with some old friends, it should be fun.
And now, is this like an organized thing? You guys are going to go maybe canoeing, or are you just going up and, you know, let the chips fall where they may?
No, it's pretty organized. I think we're going golfing a couple of days, canoeing, fishing, the whole works.
Well, you got to go to Hoppy's Bar on Burt Lake. You've got to do that.
I definitely will check that out.
All right. Now, listen, my son Dominic's going to be sitting in for the next couple of days. Have you prepared him?
Let's hope so. He doesn't have I don't have too many tasks to really, you know.
That's the confidence we want to instill.
You know what? He hasn't answered these. No, are you saying Dominic can't do it?
No, he definitely can do it.
Oh, okay.
He most definitely can do it.
All right.
I have full confidence in him.
It's an important part of the cog that makes this machine work, young man. You do know that, right?
I do.
So you're not going to be with us on Friday when we go to Guest Omelets?
No, unfortunately not.
This is an amazing meet. I don't know how you pulled this off, but if there are other restaurants that are interested, just let Todd know. He'd be happy to arrange breakfast for all of us, here. But Guest Omelets for now is it, and I'm just really impressed. Have you been there yet, Todd? Have you ever been there?
I believe I ate there a couple of years ago, and it was really good from what I remember.
All right, I'm going to translate that. He was drunk one night and went there, and he kind of remembers it being really good. Was that close?
If they were open late at night, then yeah, I would say.
Okay, and your mom's listening, and we don't want to do that to you. Actually, your mom's probably not listening, but that's all right. Well, anyway, thank you, Todd. Have a great time, and we're gonna miss you the next couple of days, but we'll look forward to having you back on Monday. So, thank you. All right, Radford's got to, you know, go do DFN duty today. Our sister station here. So you're wearing many hats today, are you not?
Next couple of days, I got a whole collection of hats. Apparently,
well, good. And of course, I will take advantage of that and make sure that I'm harder on you than I've ever been over the next couple of days to really make you sweat this out.
I've already well prepared for the next week or so, so I got you covered.
We'll see, Rabbit. We'll see. You know, I do reserve the right to change my mind at any time.
So do our guests, so I'm going to stay on my toes.
Hey, come on, we handled that quite gracefully. This audience has no clue what we're talking about, and that's what's a good thing.
You know what else they don't have a clue about is you're going for, what, five in a row?
Six in a row today.
We should throw that out tomorrow and see what kind of guesses we get of what people think we're talking about when you're going for six in a row, because you could be going for seven tomorrow.
Right, and so here's, and now I've got to. So here's the deal. I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday that I was going on day five. Well, one of our very astute listeners, he sent me an email and said, did you quit smoking? You know, did you, you know, what was it? I said, unfortunately, I didn't quit smoking, but thank you for your, you know, concern. So what do you think it might be, folks? What do you think it might be that I'm going, you know, I'm so afraid to even ask this question, Radford.
I think the responses are going to be great.
All right. Well, they're going to have to do it via email. How's that? We can, that way we'll get some really interesting ones because they won't be as public. Via email, what do you think I'm going on day six on? Day six, tony@thetonyshow.org. And let's see what kind of responses we get. Jeff, thank you. Todd, thank you. Have a great vacation. Dominic, it's all you tomorrow, baby. We got to get home. I'm out of here for today. This is First Shift. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, it's been slow coming off of 96-696 a bit, heading south on 275 from an earlier accident that was moved off to the shoulder south of 9 Mile. Pretty slow on 75, both directions coming in towards 696, but especially the southbound side. On the Ruther westbound heavy coming from Mound to 75 out to Southfield. And looks like earlier slowdowns, 94 west heading out near Ann Arbor from a car fire near Stone School. Looks like that is clearing.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of rain today. Our high near 76. Tonight we'll have showers, a low near 60. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms, our high near 76. Right now Metro Airport, it's overcast and 61 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast.